listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
I want to read to you today from John chapter 2, starting at verse 1, and we're going to take some selections from the first 11 verses of John chapter 2. And I'm going to talk to you today about the first of 7 signs in the Gospel of John. You may or may not know this, but the Gospel of John is organized or structured around 7 specific signs. And we'll talk about those in a minute. But let's get into this just for the moment right now. John chapter 2, beginning at verse 1, where we read this. On the third day there was a wedding. They ran out of wine. Now there were set there 6 water pots of stone, according to the manner of purification of the Jews. Jesus said to them, "Fill the water pots with water." And they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, "Draw some out now and take it to the master of the feast." And they took it. And the master of the feast called the bridegroom, "You have kept the good wine until now." This beginning of signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. As I said before, the Gospel of John contains 7 remarkable signs performed by Jesus for the sake of helping those who would follow him to believe on him. This first sign, the turning of water into wine at the wedding of Cana, is the beginning of signs. And as a result, we read in verse 11, his disciples believed in him. They didn't just believe because Jesus did some kind of remarkable trick, but because everything Jesus did in regard to this sign was rich with meaning. Jesus was not only providing wine so a bride and a groom would not be embarrassed on their wedding day, Jesus also painted a picture that we can look at carefully and learn something from. Consider how Jesus actually did this miracle. He didn't say a word or blink an eye. He merely exercised his will. Jesus didn't need elaborate ceremonies or superstitious magic words to do miraculous things. In this miracle, Jesus also showed that he brought a new work, a work that would be far more wonderful than the work of the old covenant that was associated with Moses. You see, the water pots mentioned here in John chapter 2 were connected with the system of law, because they were specifically used in ceremonial purification. John tells us this. Moses turned water into blood. That shows us that the law results in death. But Jesus turned water into wine, showing the gladness and joy of the new covenant. And you know what? According to the master of the feast, it was really good wine also. It's also important to see that Jesus desired the cooperation of others in this miracle. He could have filled the pots with water himself. After all, Jesus was a servant. He wasn't lazy. Or he could have just as easily created the liquid in the pots. But yet he asked the servants to fill the pots full with water, and they did. Now, the servants did not cause the miracle. Their efforts alone would only mean water was in the pots. Yet because of their obedience to Jesus and the fact that they filled the pots to the full showed that they shared in the joy of the miracle. You see, they could kind of say, "Look at what we did," even though Jesus really did it all. We also see that the servants obeyed Jesus without question. Look, these were big water pots. It would have taken a lot of work to fill them. But the servants went on to fill the pots to the full, meaning there was the most wine possible when Jesus changed the water into wine. You see, if they had been lazy with what they could do, and if they would only fill the pots half full, there would have only been half the wine. But here's the best part, at least in my mind. Only the servants really knew what happened. And brothers and sisters, this is always the case. The master of the feast or the bridegroom or the bride, they really didn't know what Jesus did. But the servants knew, and they even had some share in the work. Now think about this with me. The first of Jesus' seven signs was a miracle of conversion. Water changed into wine. Hey, isn't this where God's miraculous work in our life has to begin? We need to be changed. And when the disciples saw this miracle of Jesus, it says in verse 11, his disciples believed in him. Now, this doesn't mean that they didn't believe before, but it means that now their belief was deepened and even re-expressed. This is typical in our Christian lives. God does something great in our life, and then we believe in him all over again because he did something wonderful. Here's my question for you. Have you been changed by the miraculous power of God? Are you being a servant and therefore sometimes in the know about what God is doing? Are you letting Jesus lead you into deeper and deeper belief today? Look, brother, sister, let God touch your life through this very first of seven miracles recorded in the Gospel of John. Let him work his beautiful converting power in you.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.